The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Of the day.
Just 3 minutes ago, I checked my phone and I realized Pepper's not here.
Right.
I didn't know that. You didn't until 3 minutes ago. Yeah. You got up and you left the room and I was like, what the hell is Robbie doing? And then I opened my phone to a message from Pepper. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the Pepper now.
Okay, Pepper.
Yeah.
What's happening today, Pepper?
We're kind of in a lull. Doesn't it seem like we're in a bit of a lull? Bachelor Cam's done.
You know what I'm so disappointed in?
What?
The Bachelor Cam is done. And listen, that was a lot of fun and people like following along and it was wonderful. And he ended up picking Kat. But the fact that we're not going to hear the Bachelor Cam song anymore.
Oh. You want to hear one more?
It hurts me. Honestly, I was on.
Really?
I woke up this morning and it was like, it's still stuck in my head.
Really? Yeah.
Got quite a few comments that were like, I'm going to miss the song.
No. Really?
Yeah.
I that's what I thought. I was just thinking that I'm going to miss the Bachelor Cam song.
Come on.
They said I'm going to miss the Cam Cam Handsome song.
Aw.
It's such a good song. I thought, well, what the heck?
We don't play it. We don't play it early in the morning. Here, this is it.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. And we'll find love if we can. For Bachelor Cam.
That's the thing. I mean, I'm going to miss his good morning, guys.
Yep.
When he comes on and talks to us and updates us on his dating life. And here's the thing. Yesterday, I couldn't let go.
I know you can't.
Well, you guys are going to be buddies forever
now. It's like you're acting like he's never going to speak to you again.
I know. But I couldn't let go yesterday, so much so that I had to message him around 5 or 6 o'clock last night. Mm. I just said, hey, Cam. Everything going all right? You guys good?
Now that you're being left out of the loop and you can't text for them.
Yes, I know. Now they're having all these conversations and I don't know what's happening. Here's what I do know, though. When I sent him that message last night, it was around 6 o'clock. He's in Toronto, so that would have been 8 o'clock Toronto time. And I said, hey, Cam, is everything going well? I hope you made the right decision and I hope you feel that. And he said, he wrote back very confident, been on the phone for the last hour with her. I know. Wow. Now, I don't know what they said because it's no longer my business.
Yeah. You're out of the loop now.
That's it. Bachelor Cam, pick Kat. They are moving forward in their life. And whether or not it turns into something magical, hard to say. I went out for breakfast yesterday with my friend Jem.
After you had your lunch?
Who you set up last year, right? Or the year before?
Yeah. And it's a go. She's getting married. Woo! And we both sat there for a minute yesterday when we were sitting and talking, going like, can you believe it? You found your husband because of the radio.
It's such a cool story.
It really is. And she's like, yeah, I still think about it and how wild that is.
Plus, it's all documented, too, you know, like on social media, which is like a cool way to be able to look back.
Yeah, you could save that video.
Right?
For your wedding or something.
Show your kids.
A lot of people were texting yesterday. Was Kat the one that he ran into?
No.
Okay, never mind.
No.
That wasn't meant to be.
Who the heck? Was that Lindsay? No.
Lindsay.
Was it Lindsay?
Yep.
Yeah, no, that was not one of the people.
It was just a girl who he ran into before one of his blind dates, who she was going on another blind date. They thought they might have been each other's blind dates, but they weren't.
No, yeah, that wasn't Kat.
And then she figured out about the contest and answer.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Nope, no worries at all.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Pepper and Dylan Show, Pepper away this morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hi.
The sidewalk sale.
Yes.
If you've never heard of this before, what an event it was last year.
Yeah, it came together.
Now, this is one of Robbie's babies. And when Robbie takes on a project, good things happen.
Well, I don't have any babies of my own. So when babies like this come around, I have to nurture them.
Right. And you did last year. And now this year, even bigger and better.
That's the hope. Yeah. Yeah.
We have a date.
Yeah, 1 month from today, May 11th.
May 11th.
Saturday, May 11th.
Right.
We're doing it at Midway Music Hall in the parking lot.
which is huge.
Which is bigger than here. If you came last year, you'll know it was just jammed with people.
Yeah, we didn't expect kind of what happened last year. We decided that we would throw a garage sale. We didn't have a garage, so we called it the sidewalk sale.
Yeah.
And we would just have people down selling their stuff because, well, Robbie, you and I both love thrifting.
Love it.
Love going to garage sales and seeing what kind of treasures are available. And then we found out that there are a ton of people who love it.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And so it was great to have everyone in one location. They come down on a Saturday and you get to go through tons of garage sales. And then you thought you'd raise some money for the Robbie Fund at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And yeah. So last year, and this is where I want to get to, because last year we had two distinct people kind of coming out. And one was the, I just have a bunch of crap around the house that I want to get rid of.
Right, which is kind of what we were looking for.
Yeah, that's my dream. When I go to a garage sale, that's what I want, right?
You just want random keepsakes, things that were like passed down or that your family's had for a while that you want to sell or get rid of.
Like anytime I go, I'm looking for some sort of antique at a price that's not crazy, that somebody just is like, yeah, I had this, I collected it, and now I don't really want it.
Yes, yes.
That's my hope. So we had a lot of those people applying, and then we had a lot of businesses applying.
Yeah.
Which I have nothing against businesses. I think that it's great, and I think it adds a really neat element to the garage sale. I just feel like if we go all businesses, we become a farmer's market.
Yeah, that's basically what you run the risk of, yeah.
Whereas, trust me, I love a farmer's market as well. Like, I love going to the farmer's market. I think a farmer's market's great. But I kind of really was hoping for the more garage sale feel than the farmer's market feel.
Right, right.
So my proposal this year is that there is a two-tiered system. If you're selling things from your basement and around the house, you pay one fee for a table.
Okay, yep.
And if you're selling business products, you pay a second fee.
Right.
That's a little bit higher.
Yes.
Which I think is fair because you're just there to sell your business products. You're not there necessarily to just get rid of things around your house.
Yeah, it's just going to be hard to determine what a business is and what is, you know what I mean? Because some people brought, like there was this one woman who brought a whole bunch of spices.
Mm-hmm.
Like
business, Robbie.
And I think someone said that was Epicure, but it didn't seem businessy. It just seemed like she bought a lot of spices and had to get rid of them.
But that's still, would that not be a business? Spices?
I guess
seem
if
like
that was like an investment in the spices.
Yeah.
And I bought one of the spices. I've never used it.
Why? Why would you buy it and not use it?
I felt bad.
Oh.
Because she didn't seem to be getting a lot of traffic at her booth because it was too businessy. And people go there for the sidewalk sale feel, not for the farmer's market feel.
Right. I think having both would be great. I think having like food trucks would be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I think like having this be just an atmosphere of everything is awesome. I just think we should be raising money for businesses to be a little bit higher.
Sure, sure.
And I think that's fine. Like if I had a business and I got to convince my dad because my dad makes these awesome like wooden spoons.
Yeah.
And he's been making them for years, always saying that he's going to sell them. And this would be perfect for him to sell it. But I would expect my dad, if he was to come to this or sell his spoons, to pay higher than if he was just to
really?
Sell his stuff. Yeah.
To your poor dad?
I'd make him pay because he'd be making a killing. He would be making good money.
Well, then that now I'm conflicted because I've been making little crafts with my dad
mm-hmm.
and little knickknacks. And I have about 20.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, they're high end.
What kind of crafts?
Oh,
what are you
they're
talking?
High end. Little knickknacks.
Can you give me an example of what a knickknack is?
An owl and a piece of wood.
Really?
Yes.
That's neat.
So they're fun little things I've just made just because I wanted to contribute a little more this year. But I don't think that's a business.
Well, but it's not stuff that you have from your house lying around.
It
you
was. Made, all
you,
of it.
You, I thought you made it for this.
Well, we made it for, yeah, I made
Sounding
it.
Sounding pretty businessy, Robbie.
But it was things I had laying around, things he had laying around in his shop. We came together and we just made these little knickknacks, these little treasures.
Well, you're running the thing. You don't have to pay.
But
I would say that somebody else would, that's a business. They're making money off of things.
Well, Granny, making money off her things
Megan,
in the basement.
Megan, where are you on this?
I think that there is the side, though, where when you have a genuine business, you can write it off for taxes.
Right. So, like, your dad couldn't write spoons off on his taxes.
But at the same time, though, I feel like if it's, like, a genuine, like, you could tell by just also looking at people's tables if they're going the garage sale route or if they're going the businessy route.
Well, like, for example, we had a cat adoption agency come down. Business.
Yeah.
That's a business. Like, there's no debating that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The spoon man. I don't know if we charge the spoon man more.
Well, for example, my mom, she wants to do a table, and she does a bunch of woodworking and wood burning stuff, and she said, she's like, I'm more than happy to pay $50. She's like, I have no problem.
I think that's what Dylan was thinking.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
They're more than willing to pay a little extra because, you know, you pay way too much at, like, a farmer's market or at a flea market.
Absolutely. Yeah, even just small little, what are they called? They're
knickknacks.
No, where you go shop in, like, a school gym and there's just a bunch of tables
all set up. Oh, yes.
I can't remember what they're called right now. A flea market or something.
Yeah, like a fair, whatever it is.
Yeah, but those ones for, like, one table out in Bon Accord is, like, $150.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you're still getting an awesome deal in front of this many people. Which
I'm deal?
Like, at least 500 people will come by, I could say. Yeah, like, last year
I think we had
more.
That at least, yeah.
Right?
It was insane last year.
Okay, well,
crazy.
Today is the 1 month out, so today is the day we will get started. With the first table. So,
yeah, we got to sign some people up.
Are we safe to say a minimum donation of what for somebody selling just garage sale items?
I think we'd do the same as last year, $25.
Okay.
Are we going to contribute to inflation? $30?
Sure. Inflate away. $30. I think it's going to be such a crazy event. I think $30 for a table for a garage sale. You'll make that in no time. I made that in cheese last year.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
And then $50 for a business?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Okay, and that was for the Robbie Fund.
Yeah,
it's not like we're pocketing it.
No.
And we will chat about this more for the next month, but nothing you sell has to go to the Robbie Fund.
No.
Like, your profits don't have to go to the Robbie Fund.
Mm. No,
just the table registration is what we were doing to try to raise money.
Yeah.
Right, and then didn't we have Goodwill come by at the end, which is also another great thing?
Yes, so hopefully they can do that this year, too.
We're going to try to get Goodwill on board, because they just came at the end, and so anything you didn't sell, and I had quite a few items that didn't sell, so it was wonderful, because I was just like, all right, well, here, Goodwill.
Yep.
Take them. I didn't have to pack anything up, and I was on my way.
Beautiful.
Okay.
I'm excited. It's fun.
1 month today, the Pepper and Dylan Sidewalk Sale, bigger and better than ever, Midway Music Hall, May 11th. It's going to be awesome.
Can't wait. That's it.
Yeah, you got
it. Hit the button, baby.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Pepper and Dylan Show, Pepper away. And we were trying to figure out right now the big May 11th sidewalk sale.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie, have you made your final decision yet? I know you keep going back and forth.
I guess I have to come up with a finite answer.
You right? do, because if you want to start getting people involved, we can't charge one price followed by a second price. We can't Robbie them.
I know. It's a problem in my life. I've been confusing people, I think.
Yeah.
I really have. I'm a confusing person, I've come to learn.
We've been telling you for years.
And I don't know how to fix it.
Have you confused as of lately besides?
I confuse my friends. I confuse women I date. I confuse my family, my coworkers, people at the till.
What
people
do you do at the gym, till?
People I work with, everybody. I just confuse people and I don't know why.
Because your brain works differently.
It doesn't work right.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it works differently.
Yeah.
So if you just want to give us a price and then people can start texting in for a table. This is on May 11th, Midway Music Hall, the Pepper and Dylan second annual sidewalk sale. The first one was a huge success. We had to move it because it was so, so busy. But with moving it means way more people can be involved.
Right.
And so we're going to do two tiers. I'm just selling things from around my house. And I'm a business and I'm interested in making money.
Right. We really want to limit those businesses that just want to come and bring one thing and set up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to charge them more.
Yeah.
So I think we do it this way. The people who want to come and just be the traditional garage sale, sidewalk sale.
Yep.
We only make them pay $25.
Okay.
The same as last year. We will not contribute to inflation.
Ooh.
We're putting our feet down.
Okay.
Good for you.
We're going to keep it the same. We're like the Bank of Canada. We keep those interest rates the same, right? Didn't they just hold one yesterday?
Yeah, unfortunately. That's not exactly what we want.
At least it didn't go up.
True.
So we'll do the $25, and then if it's a business, 50, 75?
Robbie, I just said you have to...
I think just to keep it easy, 50 then, because I don't want to confuse 25 and 50.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then that's easy to remember.
Yep.
Quarters or halfies. And that's the way we'll do it. And okay. Then we're going to have a lot of people there, and it's going to be so...
I love it! So if you want to get an early table, can we start today?
Yeah, without a doubt.
$25 if you're just selling regular garage sale, yard sale items, things around your house, knickknacks. And then if you're a business, $50, which I think is way more than fair.
Yeah, I think that is. We'll still try to limit them. We had some texts. People say, like, some people avoid sales that have all those businesses there. You can go anywhere. You can go to the flea market. You can go to farmers markets. You can see them everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? This is just going to be for the people that need to purge.
Yes. The people that need to purge. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, May 11th, Midway Music Hall. We're good? Everyone's good?
We're going to find some people soon.
917-917 if you want to get an early table. Pepper is away today. Migraine is what's been cited as the problem. So he should be back tomorrow, as far as we know. There should be no problem with that. And listen to this. Why a local business may be responsible for the Oilers' winning streak. We're going to get to that this morning. And a local business may be responsible for the Oilers winning.
A local business.
Yeah, I think this is super cool. We got to cover this morning because Oilers with a big win yesterday. We'll break it down into the three things you need to know. And Robbie has discovered the exact distance from Devon to Fort Saskatchewan.
Yes.
We're going to get into this. This is something you're considering for real?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Robbie and the large adventure he wants to do in the city. We'll have it coming up.
I can't wait.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Lots of texts coming in, Dylan.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of texts. So many. One from Nikki had a whole bunch of emojis. She's super excited.
Okay.
Nikki, are you there?
Hi.
What is so special about right now?
Oh, the sunrise.
Oh!
We're watching the sunrise. Whoa! We're watching the sunrise. Whoa!
Nikki, where are you?
Just going to work.
But like what part of the city? Because...
Manning by Alberta Hospital.
Okay, so you're northeast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful where you are?
Yeah.
Out of 10, what are you saying? Nikki, before you give the number, I want you to just really think about this for a second because...
Don't mess it up.
Your judgment of this, saying that it's a 9 or a 10... Could set people off this morning.
It's
really upset. Okay. But it's good?
But it's good. I was going to be like 8.5, 8.6.
8.6. We'll take that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of people texting. It's one of those mornings.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Robbie.
We love you.
Love you. Talk to you later.
There you go.
Don't look That's directly wonderful. At it.
Is that on all days? Or was it just... can you look at the sun on...
I don't think you should ever look at the sun.
I've heard that you're supposed to look at the sun. Isn't sun good for you?
I think, like...
standing in the sun is like, good for you for vitamin D.
Well, no.
But we do not look at the sun.
Are we not supposed to be looking at the sun on a regular day? Because with this whole...
A little bit of sun in your eyes? Like, if you lived in a dark room, yeah, it's probably bad for you. And when you go outside, it's good because sun will get in, but not direct sun.
You're telling me that when you look directly in the sun, it doesn't hurt your eyes?
It doesn't feel like I'm not like in love with it, but I'm just saying like as far as I heard during the eclipse, they said don't look at the sun. But like, can I look at the sun today? Was there something special about that sun the other day?
I mean, it's less likely to burn your retinas, but it'll still slowly burn your retinas.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I think they just had to warn people because people are promoting the sun. People everywhere promoting looking at
the sun.
This
is what I'm. It's driving me nuts, Robbie.
Why?
Because everything is it's all contradictory.
Everything contradicts.
Every
everything.
Everything you see online.
It's driving me nuts because, like, one day I'm hearing that I'm supposed to be fasting, and then the next day I hear fasting's not good for me. Then I hear that I'm supposed to be looking at the sun every day and making sure I'm getting the vitamin D. Then I hear that I'm getting skin cancer if I do.
Right.
What the hell, what am I supposed to do?
I think that's like confirmation bias. No matter what you look up, you're going to find online something that supports you.
I know, but who do I trust anymore? One person is saying, hey, you got to have bacon every day. The other person says, bacon's going to clog my arteries. Well, which one is it?
I think it's everything within moderation.
Yeah, butter, maybe. Good for you. Butter, not good for you. What? Why? Can I look at the sun or can I not?
You can eat. Butter is good for you. Butter's better for you than margarine.
What?
Yes.
Since when?
Maybe not calorie-wise, but it's.
I know, but this is
butter.
I just want.
I know.
I want there to be a site, thetruth.com. Can we get that?
It used to be Wikipedia.
I just would like thetruth.com.
Didn't
where
it?
We could go and we could just pop by and say, hey, does looking at the sun good, bad? Should I be out in the sun or not? I was just curious, honestly, about whether the sun had more power during the eclipse or if, like, every day I shouldn't look at the sun.
I don't think you should ever look directly at it. Okay.
It's like
good to know. That's a good thing to know.
He's learning.
This see, a text says, fasting is healthy. Don't look at the sun. Are we sure?
Well, fasting. Don't get me started on fasting.
Oh, yeah, please don't.
Because I'm not in a room with two people that will like to have that conversation.
No.
It's because food is fun.
Food exactly. is good.
Food is good.
Fasting can be good, too.
Okay.
Not when you do it all day, Robbie.
I don't do it all day. I had breakfast today. Believe it or not, I had a protein shake and a banana.
I was going to say, what was breakfast?
Oh, it's good for you. Robbie, you're getting texts coming in already about the sidewalk sale. This is May 11th, Midway Music Hall.
It's going to be big.
So when are you going to award the first table?
Let's do it after 7.
After 7
that's
o'clock
what Pepper
this morning.
Does. He says, hold on. It's coming up.
I know, but that's the thing about Pepper that drives us nuts.
That's true.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
It's happening May 11th, Midway Music Hall. It is the second annual Pepper and Dylan Sidewalk Sale. And it's now open for registration.
It is. Yep.
Robbie has given out the cost per table, and we've moved forward with it. $25, is that right?
$25.
Yep.
Unless you are a business, which we want to try to limit.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be $50
and
to the Robbie Fund.
All goes to the Robbie Fund, which helps out with initiatives around the city throughout the year, which is always appreciated. But yeah, $25 for a table if you're just selling household items. And then if you're a business that wants to sell businessy things, no problem, $50. And then Robbie's going to try to limit that just so it could be more of that sidewalk sale feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that May 11th. You can text 917-917 if you want to get on that. We'll start giving away tables shortly. But first, we got to talk about this, Robbie, because this is the situation that you've been dealing with now for a couple weeks. You've brought it up numerous times. You're just for men endeavors.
Oh, no.
You've been talking about this off the air, and you've been really hinting that you've wanted to do it for quite some time, and finally yesterday you did?
Yeah, I decided I should.
What is your concern? You're worried that you're turning gray?
Well, I've been turning gray since my 20s.
Right.
Like, I've never been blessed with good hair. But
you've never done anything about it.
I've never done anything. I've never dyed my hair as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
But it is starting to get pretty gray, so I am getting comments. And my beard, I do not want to shave it. And a lot of people say, oh, you should shave it. You're younger. You look younger when you shave your beard.
Right.
But I don't want to. And I think it's just I look younger because my beard has some gray in it. And I don't feel I'm pushing 40. So I'm almost 40.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel 40. And I don't think I should look it either.
So you decided yesterday to endeavor into... Which one would you even buy, knowing your weird hair color?
I went to Walmart, and for the first time, I went down the hair dye aisle.
Were you scared, like, walking down it? Really?
Yes.
It started to make you nervous?
It did. I was a little embarrassed.
For what?
Well, because there was a couple girls in the aisle, so I had to wait until they left before I could go and look up and down it. And I didn't know, like, because I always see the commercials on TV,
right?
Like, mm-hmm. the what is it?
Just for men?
No. I see the, nope. for the hair dye, like yeah. female hair dye.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like Garnier? Like all that.
So I went through there and I'm like, okay, I just need like because I have more of red hair. So I was looking through, looking. I'm like, okay, and just kind
wait. You didn't go for the just for men. You're going for female red hair dye at first. Okay. Did you find the match that looked like your hair?
I found a couple.
Okay.
And I just had to read the back of boxes. It's a daunting thing to do. I'm just diving into it now.
Sure.
So anyway, I did that. I looked through and there wasn't anything that really matched. So then I went to the men aisle.
Right.
And they had even less kinds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just got the just for men, the kind of brush in, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they have, yeah, exactly, the brush in one. So I found that one with the brush and I just got the lightest brown I could get.
Okay, that's...
But you're not brown.
No.
I know, so I didn't know what to do.
Why would you go brown?
Because that's all they had in the men aisle.
It was
either that or go back to the big hair dye aisle and find a red or something. And then I didn't know because my sisters always used to do it and it stunk.
It
why
does
did
stink.
You have to wear why gloves? Was your sisters Spot. Using just for men?
They no hair dye.
Oh, okay.
Hair dye.
Women use just for men actually a lot.
Where?
On their eyebrows.
Oh! Did not know that.
It's because it comes in like less size, right? You don't pay as much for eyebrow tint, and you just mix it up and then put it on your eyebrows.
I'm so terrified to do it.
So how long did you leave it in? Because it doesn't look like
they
long
told
enough.
Me 5 minutes.
No, you got to go longer than five minutes.
It looks like it did something.
I don't think it did.
What did you do? The proper mix ratio?
50-50, right? Isn't that the mix ratio?
I'll be honest. I did it twice yesterday.
Twice.
Because I just was like, okay, I need a little tint because I don't want it to be dark. Because I would look like evil Robbie if it was too dark. And that's what Pepper said yesterday. I was asking him about it, and he's like, oh, you'll be evil Robbie.
Right.
And it's a real risk. I don't want to come in because I'm insecure, especially when it comes to things like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So if I ruined my beard, I would have to shave it, and I look like a little boy.
No, but you could you could darken it and it will lighten up over time.
There's hacks
you could go you got
to
go higher today.
I'm gonna have to
at least 10 minutes.
I was gonna wait and see if you guys noticed.
No, like because I did because on the right side it's not as white.
Oh boy.
Oh, you didn't get it even, Robbie. That's the problem.
I feel like there's some hacks that I can tell you and fill you in with.
Like what?
Well, like, for example, like, with that applicator, how are you putting it on?
I'm just brushing it into the hair and trying to get the least amount on my skin. But I didn't put it on my whole beard, just on the, I just kind of put it on the grayish spots that are turning gray.
Now, what I would do is, in case, like, definitely leave it on a bit longer, because what you can do also is, like, a spot test, like a little swatch. Like, choose, like, the back of your jaw, right? Leave it on, let it go for a little bit longer than normal, wipe off, see what it looks like, and then do the whole thing because you want it to be uniform. Because, God forbid, you do the patch and you leave it on a bit longer and now you've got like patchy brown.
But that's the thing with my beard anyway. It's got gray, it's got white, it's got orange, it's got red, it's got brown, it's got light brown. It's all sorts of colors.
Robbie, you look good. Honestly, a lot of people texting saying leave the grays.
Leave the grays?
Embrace the gray, Robbie. A lot of people saying that. But if you're going to, honestly, if you're going to
do it, put
it in long enough that it's going to darken it up.
Yeah.
Like, what, evil Robbie, what does Pepper know?
It's a concern. That's why I spent so much time in the aisle. Like, I need to find the lightest, best match.
Okay, how about this? When you go back today, you get some more. Take a picture, send it to me, and I'll tell you which one to get.
Of the female hair dye?
Look down the female hair dye aisle and see if they have an eyebrow tinting kit.
But see, I feel like it would just be too dark.
No, because they'll have more variations in color. Women products do have more variation in dyeing color.
And that's what concerns me, because when I see the commercials for Just for Men Gel, they're all handsome men with dark, dark hair.
Yeah.
Well, but also you can tell.
I can't. I can't.
You can tell when an older gentleman has dyed his hair and it's pitch black.
I guess that's another concern, because if my beard isn't white and then like my sideburns and the sides of my hair, you can kind of see some gray. Is that going to make me look like a fraud?
I don't think so.
What are you so worried about looking like a fraud
what's
for?
What's the problem? And a little bit of gray never hurt anybody.
No, I've been rocking the gray for a few years.
I've done mine before.
And it looked great.
Right?
But you have the dark hair. You're like what the beard commercials are made for.
Thanks, Robbie. Thanks.
It's a great beard, and that would blend easily with the darker shades.
Okay, there's a lot of people texting that they want you to stay gray.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Leave it, Robbie. You're so handsome without it. The right people won't care.
You haven't seen me in real life.
Somebody that's been doing it 5 days for my beard for the last 10 years, he's been using Just for Men. Says call them because they'll be able to walk you through it, Robbie.
Well, and that's good. That's another thing that concerns me is if I start, I have to keep it going forever.
Yeah.
And it's just another thing that I don't want to have in my routine.
Yeah. How much was it?
It wasn't bad. Like for the little kid, it was like $15.
Yeah. So $15, you're going to be getting that monthly. Add that to your bills.
It's not terrible, but
yeah,
I don't know. I just thought it was, I don't feel 40. I'm turning 40 this summer.
But you don't look 40.
No,
you
don't.
The beard makes me look 40.
No.
A little bit of grays.
Grays are new.
You've got red.
Color.
Redheads always go white or gray earlier than other people, I've always found.
Right.
Thank God.
Hey, you better watch it. But I think that, yeah, it's just something that you have to embrace. And at the end of the day, it ends up working more in your favor. Because a lot of the girls, they like when a guy's like, yeah, I'll let it go.
I'm shocked right now at 917-917, the amount of people texting that they love gray.
Yeah.
Gray might be better than having a color.
That's blowing my mind. Some people are telling me to dye it all gray.
Well, easy now, Robbie. You don't want to look 100.
Let's bleach it.
Take it easy. One step at a time.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
May 11th, Midway Music Hall. That's when it's taking place. Tables, $25 if you're selling household items. Yes, if you're a business, we're going to charge you $50 towards the Robbie Fund. It's a donation that we'll use throughout the year. But we got to give away our first table, Robbie.
Yeah, yeah. Lots and lots of texts coming in. So thank you for everybody who wants to get involved. We had Sarah. Sarah really, really wants to plead her case.
Okay, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your case?
Well, I'm a teacher, a grade one teacher,
Okay. And
I have a plethora of things, not just teaching things, but I have so many things that I've tried to sell on Marketplace, and it's just a lot of work. And
it
I also
is.
Have a shed in my backyard that was built just to store all the random things that I buy and collect. So I think I might have some really good stuff to share.
What kind of stuff? Like, give us an example of this shed full of things.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I have, like, a bunch of signs and decorations from fall. I have, I probably have, like, a random, so many things. I have books. I have probably some clothes. I have, I think I have a birdhouse in there.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like a lot of household knickknacks.
Yes, very much. Lots of knickknacks.
From a purge, yeah. And that's what we want. We want just people that have random stuff. That is the best part to me about a garage sale or a sidewalk sale, is you never know what you're going to find, and somebody's junk is another person's treasure, without a
doubt. You got it. I agree. That's why I have a collection of so many things that probably at one time were other people's junk.
So what's the reason for wanting to get rid of it? You're just sick and tired? You had to build a shed? You have a problem?
Yeah. There might be a little bit of a problem. my family would be really happy if I got rid of some stuff. And also I just want to use some of the money to go towards like buying books and stuff for my classroom and some resources and whatnot. Because
you have to pay for all that?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
$25 for a table.
I'm in if you'll let me.
May 11th, Midway Music Hall. It's a Saturday, and it's going to be amazing. Last year,
I bet.
It turned out we didn't know how it would go.
Yeah, it was just our first time doing it, and
it was crazy.
Oh. People just loved it, and we had to do it again.
Okay, yeah. Robbie, what do you say?
I mean, we can't say no. We can't say no to Sarah. This is perfect. It's exactly what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's purging, who has some good stuff. It's not just junk. It's just
stuff
that doesn't fit anymore.
Yeah.
Things that you can't seem to part with. So you keep it in a shed, but this is for a good cause. And you're going to make some money off it. So let's get her in.
$25 to the Amazing. Robbie Fund, Sarah. We will see you May 11th, Midway Yay. Music Hall. We hope it's going to be a bigger event than it was last year. And if it was it's just the same awesome. Size as last year, we're A-okay with that because it was huge.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yay.
Okay, hold on. We'll let you know how to officially sign up, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem. Hold
there
on.
We go. Very first table. We've Perfect. Kicked it off. We're 1 month away. Woo! As we start, you said there's a possibility of 100 tables?
I think so, because last year in our lot, we fit, I don't know, 50, 60?
Oh, it would be amazing. To have 100 tables, yeah. It would be like one of my favorite things is when there's those town-wide garage sales like Gibbons and stuff.
Yes, Gibbons.
My people.
Right? You just go and it's like all day long, but 100 tables would be amazing. We're going to make that happen throughout the next month. If you want a table, let us know at 917-917. $25 for just junk around the house and then $50 for businesses, although we don't want to... We don't want too many businesses down there.
No, we don't, but it's kind of hard to avoid.
Yeah, no, we don't want to discourage anyone from bringing their business, but my favorite part is when they get to go through people's basements.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly, and that's where you find things mm-hmm. that people don't know are super valuable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then it's yours.
It would be the best.
Sell it!
Why a local business may be responsible for the Oilers winning. We'll do that coming up. Ooh, boy.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Pepper and Dylan Show. Pepper away this morning. He's got a migraine. So we're hoping to have him back tomorrow. Whether or not that migraine's real, who knows?
I think it is.
Okay. That's good.
Poor little guy.
Poor guy's got a migraine. Aww. I've been telling you this about this place for years now, but I think I'm onto something, and there's something really cool going on in the city. It's a local business that may be responsible for the Oilers winning. Maybe. We're not 100% sure. Okay. But there's a possibility.
Okay.
My friend, too, from Jack's Burger Shack down on Jasper Ave is on the line right now.
That's where we had Sloppy Joe Day.
Yeah. Which people are asking if we could bring it back.
We should.
So, something that... Two, would you be considering bringing that back?
I'm happy to do it with you guys.
Yeah, yeah. People yes. have been asking if we can make that happen again. So maybe something like that, or if we can come up with a new idea. But you're here to talk about the Oilers and this weird, weird thing that's going on. I'm not saying you're here to take credit for the Oilers. However, it sounds pretty strange.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely not taking credit for it, but in the last... I would say year and a half, year. The coaches have been ordering, when they have a homestand, they'll order burgers once during the homestand. I don't know, it could be a secret, but they order food from restaurants all over downtown to Right. come and feed them. And the staff and I have been paying attention over the last little while that they haven't lost once when they have ordered burgers from us.
Really? Have they Yeah. been paying attention to this? Have you brought it to their attention? Because every time they've ordered a burger from you, they have not lost. That seems like something that we should know going into the playoffs.
They mentioned it, I don't know, probably 6 or 7 games back, like in passing. Like, oh, we need the luck today because we're playing the Vegas Golden Knights. And... we really hate them and really need a win.
Yeah.
And we haven't lost since eating your burgers. So I don't know if I'm supposed to be telling you guys this stuff, but that's what they said to me. And so the staff and I, we've just been kind of keeping track. Every time they call, hey, we need some burgers for the coaches. And then we'll watch the game, and they haven't lost since we've been keeping track. So
yesterday they beat the Vegas Golden Knights 5-1. And
yes.
the coaches came by and got burgers, or you delivered burgers?
We bring it to the arena. We're only 2 blocks away from the arena, so they'll call and say, "Hey, we need a dozen burgers or so for the coaches and the training staff." And they like to eat about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes before the game.
Yeah.
So we run it over, and then it's a lot more stressful for us now. Before it was just like cool thing that we were seeing the coaches.
Look at this.
This is amazing. This is we found the winning formula. But what do they order? Is it like a special order that comes from it? Is it all different? What is it?
No, it's just cheeseburgers and fries, and
so like like your classic Jack's burger.
Yeah, like the standard burger with fries, standard burger with cheese and fries, and Yeah, they've been winning since. So I think, like, you know, they eat a burger, they have a, they win, and so they have the good feeling, and then they think about what they ate that day, and it's kind of a routine, I guess.
So how do, is there certain games, or they just choose when they want to come over, and you're just available when they are?
You know, why I say, and I hope they're not listening because then they'll stop ordering, but why I think that, like...
Don't be listening! Turn it off!
They kind of do believe in luck a little bit. Is they'll always order when they play games that are tough or games that they need a win. So Vegas every time. The Kings the last couple times when they beat them.
Right, Colorado.
They didn't order during Colorado. They try not to order during the weekend, I think, because I think they're just like they think we're too busy, and we're not open Saturdays. But they could play Colorado last Friday. Yeah, so it's, you know, we've been keeping track, and they've won every single time.
This is super cool. As we're heading into the playoffs, too, you can't let them down.
I know. And realistically, we have absolutely nothing to do with it. But now we feel a little bit involved, and the staff, who a lot of them aren't even hockey fans, are just invested now. So it's pretty fun.
And let's not forget, McDavid wasn't there yesterday. So it's not McDavid making the team win. It's Jack. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was extra special yesterday when we found out McDavid wasn't playing. So.
Well, two, what you're going to have to do this then. You're going to have to find a way to follow them through, like, America on their playoff run.
Yeah, we need you.
Like a mobile Jack's food truck.
Oh, yeah, I wish. Them to Vegas. I wish.
Two, this isn't, we're not joking. This is something
this
that
is
we need.
Legit.
If they ask, I do it 100%, but I don't know if they feel the same way. I hope that they do, but
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we got to quietly watch this. We got to quietly, behind the scenes, watch whether or not this is true. You've said it's been going on for about a year now, but now it's getting serious. Like, uh-oh. I mean, whatever, games are games. Now is when it's getting serious.
Yeah, and for a while we didn't know it was the Oilers coaches ordering. It was just he's the chef of the Oilers. He would order and come pick up, and then one day he was ordering big orders, and one day I said, you know, like, I could always just bring it to you guys. You guys are always ordering the same thing, and then he gave me his contact info, and he was ordering for the Oilers coaches. So
do you bring it right over to, like I don't know, the ice? Where do you put it?
Yeah, no, we bring it to the arena. There's, like, this special door, and we call this special, like, the bat phone, and some guy comes out literally, like, immediately and opens the door and grabs it, and that's it.
This is super cool.
A few people on text saying we've jinxed it.
No!
We've officially jinxed it.
No. This is, now that we're all in the know, this is perfect.
That's even more important.
Heck yes. Yeah. So the moral of the story is, if you want to be super athletic, you go to Jack's Burger Shack and have
a burger a day.
A burger and fries. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, there you go. Well, thank you, too, for sharing that story. That is super cool.
Keep it up, man. All the help we can get.
Yeah, we need it for the Oilers' run. They're about to enter the playoffs. So thanks, too. Have a wonderful day.
What a neat story.
Thank you for your service.
A local business may be responsible for the Oilers winning a Jack's Burger Shack burger and fries before the game, and they win.
Oh,
that's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
I got to check in with them to see what next time.
We have to follow along.
Yeah, to make sure it happens.
And hopefully send the, if we like wind up playing LA.
Heck yeah, we'll
or
send
Vegas,
them.
They have to go.
We would use the Robbie Fund to send two with some burgers.
If it helps get the Oilers a Stanley Cup.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Today, we are giving away our first spots at the sidewalk sale. People are texting already. We have given away one to Sarah. She's joining us.
She's already donated.
She got her money in already.
She already donated to the Robbie Fund.
So May 11th, Midway Music Hall. It's bigger and better this year. Last year, we just did it in our parking lot thinking, oh, maybe someone would show up. People came. It was huge. So Robbie, whenever something goes well, he wants to make it bigger and better.
As we should.
He has a big plan at the Midway Music Hall on May 11th. You can get another. We'll get somebody else in today.
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
You're saying maybe, possibly, perhaps 100 tables?
I think that's not out of the realm of possibility.
Which is crazy awesome.
Because I think last year we had 50, and we have a twice as big of a spot.
Yeah, it would be amazing because it's good for anyone selling anything because there's just everything at one spot. But then anyone who wants to come down, like that's a wicked way to spend your Saturday.
Yeah, it's just so much fun.
So you can always text 917-917. Just let us know. It's $25 if you have household items, and then $50 if you're a business.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyone who's like selling a specific item that they're making, we'll charge you $50. But if anyone's just getting rid of things in their house, $25. So we can have a lot of that. Because
well, the first one we talked to, Sarah, who she's donated, she's in. She couldn't even remember the stuff she has in storage.
Right.
And that's kind of what we want to go for. Just the stuff you have, good enough to save. But you're like, you know what? I have no spot for this. It's spring cleaning, time to purge. Let's try to make some money off it.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is awesome. And then also, man, there's a lot going on the show right now. Oilers video happening this weekend. Megan and Robbie are filming an Oilers video. And if you want to be part of it, they're looking for people to, what'd you say, breakdance?
It's more so just, you know, we want to get a big group of people. And I feel like there would be some really fun shots of just getting some people getting down.
Okay. So anyone that wants to come in Oilers wear, you don't have to be specifically anything.
No, okay. But if there is a dancer or someone that can do a flip, it's always cool.
Sure, okay.
It's always cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we're not going to say no to anybody. It's not going to be an all-day shoot, even if an hour or two, maybe downtown.
That's what I'm thinking.
Saturday before the
game. 2.5 hours max.
We just want to have a good vibe because that's kind of what the song is. It's just a fun pump-up Oilers song.
I'll have my big speaker there. We're going to be bumping it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, sounds perfect. So you can text for that as well. And hopefully Megan or Robbie can contact you and make that happen for the weekend. But Robbie, we need to talk about this because this is ridiculous. It's wild. It's neat. I think I love that it's happening. I just beg that it happens on the show. Your plan to go from Devon to Fort Saskatchewan.
Yes.
In a single day.
Yes. Oh, hopefully in a day.
How long is it? Okay, so the plan yesterday, you just said it kind of haphazardly, saying you've got this idea.
We were talking about the things that make Edmonton awesome.
Right.
If you didn't live here and you were trying to convince or be convinced to move, what are things you would... Sorry. If you were trying to convince somebody to move here, right. What would you tell them?
Yeah.
Like someone from Texas. You'd be like, oh, our river valley is amazing.
It truly is.
So I've always wanted to do this. Travel from Devon to Fort Saskatchewan only using the trails. Follow the river, follow the paths, and try to get there.
Be one with nature.
Exactly.
But isn't it 70?
It's
70 some kilometers?
I found a chart that somebody had made traveling. I think they were just rafting or traveling just how the river snakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's over 76 kilometers.
Okay, but you're not doing it in a raft.
No, I'll be doing it on foot. 76 kilometers. I mean, there's a thing, and people who hike like me, you know, I think it's the West Coast Trail.
Yes.
It's this very, very popular spot on the coast of BC.
I've heard about this. Someone wanted me to do it years ago, but you have to poop in a bag. And I was
and carry your poop out.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not interesting.
I think it's about 75 kilometers. And it takes people like 6 days, 7 days minimum just to get through that.
Okay, but there's hills involved. Okay, so
there's
you're not
more hills.
This isn't a 1 day process.
I wish I could do this in a day. I think it would take multiple days.
So what happens? I love the idea. We're doing it on the air. That's just what's happening. But you would walk and then camp.
Well, and that's the thing.
I think they're trying to get rid of people camping in the river.
Yeah, you're not allowed to camp. I think I'd have to just stay up the whole time.
And just go straight?
If I can maybe do it 36 hours.
Do we know how long that would take? Like, what's a walking pace? 5 kilometers
an
hour?
When I walked to Wetaskiwin from here, I think my pace, but I had a ton of weight on my back because I had to bring all my supplies.
Sure.
I think I was going at 3 or 4 kilometers an hour.
So mathematically speaking,
would that be?
This is going to take forever.
It could be like 15, I don't know, 25 hours? I'm hoping I could do it in a day.
Whatever it is, we're making it happen. We have to have you go 24 hours or whatever it would be, walking overnight and then ending on the show. It is possible. You've looked into it. Devon to Fort Saskatchewan using the trail system.
Yeah. And it's something I think they want to eventually start to promote is that it's a very long connected trail system.
What? Yeah, that would be wicked.
And maybe I could help.
When do you want to do this? When are we adding this to the list of things that are happening?
I want to do this before the smoke comes, but when the weather's a little nicer overnight.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe after the sidewalk sale? Should we do it before? I'm open for this whenever. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
I can't wait for this to happen. Devin to Fort Saskatchewan. Robbie walks in a single, like no breaks, nothing? You're just going to continue moving?
Well, there'd be some breaks, but it'll be a challenge.
Like, I'll visit you when you hit, I don't know, downtown kind of, by, you know, where I'll bring you like a burger or something.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Like when you hit downtown. But I'm not coming all the way out to Devon and then all the way.
That's okay.
Okay. But we could visit you along the way. A lot of people could.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We can have someone waiting for you right in Fort Sask. I'll wait for you in Fort Sask.
Oh, thank you. With the burgers?
Yeah. Mm. I'll give you some. They got some A&Dubs over there.
There you go.
And people are saying, so yeah, it's like, what does it say? From Fort Sask to Devon, 67 kilometers. That's not following the river and the trails, though. Mm-hmm. It might be a little longer just because it snakes. When I was a kid, I walked from Millwoods to West Edmonton Mall. It took me 12 hours.
Oh,
that actually happened to my dad. It took him 8 hours. He was walking from 97th Street all the way back to Bon Accord.
Holy.
Because his car broke down and he was too embarrassed to tell my mom.
Oh, no.
Because she was going to give him an I told you so.
Didn't he get home and still get the I told you so?
Yeah, but then he was hoping that she'd be asleep so he could deal with it the next day because he's already upset.
Goodness. Okay, Robbie, look into it. We'll make it happen. Devon to Fort Saskatchewan.
What about, hey, Macon?
Yeah.
You start at Fort Saskatchewan. I start in Devon.
Hey, get this.
Whoever makes it to the other city first.
Megan's out.
Absolutely.
You're out.
She has no interest in doing it.
Uh-uh. I like lifting weights. I don't walk.
That's fair. But hopefully we can do like a raise money somehow with it.
Yeah. Do like a for every kilometer you go something.
Sure.
You know?
We can raise money for the Robbie Fund.
Mm-hmm.
We can also do that by getting a table at the Garage Sale. We'll have one coming up.
Are you ready to get down?
CHBN FM.
Edmonton.
Is Kiss 97.
Kiss.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team. 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
Well, I don't know how to go with this story because one of the most famous Americans, I would say, in the last 30 years, has died.
No!
After a cancer battle, O.J. Simpson succumbed to his battle with cancer. Surrounded by his children, his grandchildren, they ask for respect and privacy during this time. NFL player, but known more for standing trial for the double murder of ex-wife Nicole Brown.
Right.
And Ron Goldman, which... he was acquitted back in the 90s. But we all remember the Bronco and the famous chase.
Yeah, there's been some documentaries and like some like TV shows based on it.
Mm-hmm.
Very fascinating.
The whole thing that happened.
Yeah, it seemed to just sweep up everybody. It's like when one of the first things everybody was watching together, right? As they followed that Bronco on TV, every channel had it.
Right.
And just got swept up in the pandemonium.
Yeah, it was the most infamous thing that had happened in my childhood because I was very, very young, but I remember it was on the TV and I didn't quite understand what was happening,
mm-hmm.
but I do remember it was a big deal in the house.
It's huge.
So, prostate cancer in recent years and his health took a turn for the worse. He's been battling that and then in the last couple of months been in hospice, but dead at 76 years old. After a cancer battle. That's O.J. Simpson.
No.
Dry conditions mean mosquito season will be off to a slower start. And that is good news for some, but bad news for others. I don't know where to come out on it. I hate mosquitoes, so I get excited. But last time when I was talking about this, people were mad because they said, well, you wouldn't mind mosquitoes if your house burned down.
True.
Which is true.
If your house burned down in the fires, you would trade it all just for some mosquito bites.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I hate mosquitoes so much. I just find they ruin everything. So, and I'm unreasonably mad at mosquitoes. I understand that. I know there's some people like they don't, for whatever reason, they bother me more than anything. I cannot enjoy myself if there's a mosquito around. I cannot have a good time knowing that there's a mosquito buzzing in my area.
That's too bad.
And so it just drives me nuts. And I'll like put on all the different sprays. And I know the put a fan on your deck. I just wish they weren't there.
I know.
And right now, the populations are quite low because of the dry conditions. However, and the trade-off then becomes the fires.
It is the trade-off. And listen, the fires just depress me to no end. Just the apocalyptic feel, the doom feel, and the smell in the air, it ruins summers. But any little positive like this, I'm willing to take to make it better. So if there's... At least we don't have mosquitoes.
Right. You know what I find is incredibly interesting? Whenever I go to the mountains, I love going to Kananaskis, to the Pomeroy there.
Yes.
Where the Nordic Spa is. Yep. One of my favorite things of arriving there, or to like Jasper Park Lodge, both of those, two of my favorite places. When I arrive there, my favorite thing is the smell of the fires. They always have fires burning outside.
I know.
It's my favorite smell. Like I like cruise up there and I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm in the mountains. I smell the fire. It just brings me back to my childhood. We heated our house with firewood and I just love it. Although you have it here while you're in your house and I hate it.
It's not the same.
Why?
Well, the wood they're burning is nice, like freshly or nicely seasoned firewood. When the forest fires come, it's burning everything.
Yeah.
It could be industrial stuff, just things that don't smell good. So, of course, it's not going to smell the same.
I guess, that's the reason why.
And getting a little ash on your windshield when you wake up in the morning, stuff like that. It's so depressing.
Ugh.
And it just seems there's nothing we can do
about
it.
You can't open your windows for days on end. That's never good. This is from Aaron. Heck to the no. Insurance will take care of the house, but there's nothing to take care of those darn mosquitoes.
That's true. That's true.
I don't know if that might not be the attitude, but I listen, I hear you. I hate mosquitoes. But at this point, we're expecting a lot less activity.
Right, which is good for certain aspects, but
yeah,
we'll take what we can get.
We'll see what ends up happening with that. And we got to end with Oilers here this morning because things are good.
Things are
really good.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dillon, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dillon, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dillon, he's number one.
Sports!
So Oilers beat the Vegas Golden Knights 5-1 yesterday, which was awesome because it was Vegas. It was awesome because McDavid was out with a lower body injury and this team stepped up.
Yeah, big time. It was good.
And it's awesome because it puts the Oilers closer to first place in the Pacific Division.
It could happen for sure.
If they beat Vancouver on Saturday... Apparently, they'll become number one. Is that a thing? Is that how it happens?
I'd have to do the math. They have to win all their games. I don't know the exact math. If the Oilers win all of their final games and Vancouver wins all their final games, the Oilers will pop ahead of them. So it's in their hands to do it.
Well, that's awesome.
Right? They just need a couple points to catch up to Vancouver. They have more games to play left.
Mm-hmm.
And they play Vancouver head-to-head. So that could take away 2 points from them if you know how the schedule works.
How it shapes up, Oilers are playing the Coyotes tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Then a 9 o'clock game on Saturday, Oilers versus the Canucks.
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Okay.
9?
Yeah.
Or 8?
Well, I think 9. It says 9 here.
You told me yesterday that the Oilers game was on at 7. For some reason, yesterday it was on at 6:30.
What? I thought I said 6:30 yesterday.
Did you? I didn't listen.
See, that's the problem, Robbie.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
So 8 o'clock and then 9 o'clock against the Canucks, 8:30 against the Sharks, a 9 o'clock game against the Coyotes, an 8:30 game against the Avalanche, and that's it. Then we say goodbye to the regular season, and we're in playoff time.
We are in play. They can't take that away. We're making the playoffs no matter what. It just matters who we play and what spot they finish in.
And the cool thing is Megan and Robbie are working on a video for Robbie's playoff song, and they need you to be part of it. So this weekend, do you have any details of people who want to join in?
All right. So it's going to be Saturday, roughly in the downtown area, 6 to 8 p.m. And we're just saying that if once me and Robbie determine a particular point for the meetup, then send a message to him or myself on Instagram or Facebook, and then we can send you that location.
Yeah.
So anyone with, like, cool talents, or, like, if you've got, like, a cool costume, or you can wear, like, some traditional wear or whatnot, or if you're a breakdancer, all walks of life are welcome.
Yeah.
It will be very cool.
It's not going to be like, it's not going to be a Hollywood production.
No.
Yes, it will.
Well, it's just me with a couple cameras.
With a couple cameras. We're just going to have fun, do some shots we can put in the video that show how much we love the Oilers.
Yeah.
Show the vibe of this city and show them what they're going to be in for.
Yeah.
And we got a message from Superfan Magoo.
Yeah.
We have to reach out to him. We got to convince him.
Yes.
All times I said are Central Time. My bad.
Good job.
That's what I was thinking. So everything you said an hour earlier.
So tomorrow will be 7 o'clock. Saturday will be 8 o'clock.
We got to change your camera setting there.
Oh, man.
Clock, sorry, not camera.
Way to go, coach.
Saturday games are almost always 8 p.m.
Hockey night in Canada. Those are the three things. All right, you need to know.
Thanks, Dylan.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
You feel the excitement in the city starting to build as the flags are on the cars that are driving by. Oilers beating the Vegas Golden Knights 5-1 yesterday. Even with McDavid being out with a lower body injury, people are excited as we get ready for the playoffs. We're down to the final five games, and Robbie's playoff song is going to be released next week.
Hopefully, yep.
Megan putting together a music video for it. Mm-hmm. And this weekend, they're gathering people to make it happen. And you have Superfan Magoo.
Superfan Magoo! Woo!
What's up? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, brothers. Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going, man. You know, that win last night, not only did we beat Vegas, but we clinched home ice advantage guaranteed in the first round.
Yeah.
That's big.
Oh,
that's
so big.
You going to the game on Saturday, Magoo?
Absolutely. We're going to be playing against Vancouver. Let's win that game tomorrow night, and then, man, everything will be on the line in Hockey Night in Canada.
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to be downtown 6 o'clock. If you're around before the game, we'd love it if you could be in the video with us. An appearance. I give you a shout-out in the new song, so it would be good to have a little cameo from Superfan Magoo.
You know what? I'm sorry to say this to you all out there, but you want the good news or bad news?
Bad news first.
Give us the bad news, Superfan Magoo.
The bad news is, sorry, Calgary, but you're going to have to be watching us in the playoffs.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yes, of course.
What's the good news?
The
good news is, see you guys downtown. Let's go!
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Okay, I'll bug you later, and looking forward to seeing everybody on Saturday.
Sounds good, man. Love you guys. Let's go.
Love you too. Woo, go Oilers.
Oh, the excitement for the Oilers, the playoff run. Cannot wait. If you want to be part of the video on Saturday, everyone's invited.
Everyone's invited. Like I said before, it won't be a major Hollywood production.
Yes, it is. It's not Hollywood.
We just want to get some shots of just some real fans, like Superfan Magoo. Just having a good time.
Exactly.
Showing them what the City of Champions is all about come playoff time.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So that's going to take place Saturday, 6 o'clock, downtown near the arena.
That's happening. But in exactly 1 month from today.
Yeah.
One, two, let's go. Sidewalk sale. Sidewalk sale.
Making this a thing, May 11th, Midway Music Hall. It's bigger and better this year, the second annual Pepper and Dylan Sidewalk Sale. We've given away only one table as we just kicked it off this morning.
Yeah.
We have up to 100 tables, we believe, that can fit in this parking lot. Maybe more?
Yeah, we plan it by ear, but for now, we're just filling out spots.
So it's simple. This year, $25 donation will get you in if you're selling things from around your house. If you're a business or you're looking to make money, that's fine. But it's going to be a $50 donation to the Robbie Fund in order to get a table.
Yes. Because we want to keep it with people like Danielle here.
Hi, Danielle.
Good morning.
What do you have that you're looking to get rid of?
I have a 2-bedroom condo full of furniture and household items that I need to unload.
All of it?
I am moving back east, yeah.
She's fleeing town.
No, we're losing a listener.
I know.
Danielle.
I'll always listen to you guys.
Well, appreciate that. So you want to get rid of everything?
I think so. I've flip-flopped a little bit about how much I'll keep, but I think I'm just going to drive home.
It's like the ultimate purge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is kind of what we want. Just real people, real stuff. Treasures can be found.
Yeah, I imagine there's a lot of good things because you're getting rid of everything you've ever owned.
Yes, I am a quality, not quantity girl.
Okay.
So I appreciate good products. So I have everything to get rid of.
Awesome. Robbie, $25. What do you think?
I think we have to make it happen. She's leaving. She's got a whole house full of, or a whole condo full of stuff.
There's no way we can convince you to stay?
I don't know. Maybe.
If nobody buys anything, will you stay?
I might have to.
Okay.
That works out, I suppose.
You block her off.
No. Perfect.
No,
okay.
Let's get you in. $25.
That's awesome.
Hopefully you can sell all your stuff.
Perfect.
Danielle, hang on the line. May 11th, Midway Music Hall. You're in. And if you want to be part of this, 917-917, $25 if you're just selling things around the house, $50 if you're a business. We're just raising money for the Robbie Fund, but it's one of Robbie's favorite days of the year.
I love it. The vibe down there is so much fun.
It's bigger and better this year. You can let us know if you want to be there at 917-917.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Pepper was away today due to a headache.
Yeah, he's hurting.
He's got a little bit of a headache.
Poor little guy.
Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. Things will be okay.
At least he didn't poop his pants this time.
Yeah, I mean, it's better that he has a headache.
For all the things he calls in sick for, this is like the most legit.
Right?
He's called in sick because he had a flat tire.
This is true. Migraine is what he's calling it.
Yeah.
So he's out for today. Be back again tomorrow. Or as some people are texting, perhaps maybe he's a little worried about the forecast we are seeing for next Tuesday. Scattered flurries in the forecast. I mean, it's a beautiful weekend. Everything's looking awesome. 13, 14 degrees. But kind of Monday, Tuesday could be possible situation where he's got to get a tattoo.
A neck tattoo.
That's the best part.
That's the bet.
So there's a bet going on. If it snows more than 1 centimeter, and 1 centimeter is on the ground by noon, he will have to get a neck tattoo. I would be at home worried about that, too, if I was him.
Now, if it doesn't snow, and he said if it doesn't snow by next September,
yes,
by this upcoming September, then I have to get the face tattoo.
Right.
So if it does snow, he gets a neck tattoo. If it doesn't snow, I get a face tattoo.
It's a ridiculous bet between the two of you, but it's not looking good for him next week.
No, it's not.
I want to give a quick shout out, if I could, for a second to the Maserati dealership here in the city.
What?
Yeah, I was at the Maserati dealership yesterday.
Why?
And I was with my girlfriend's son. He loves cars, and we were going to look at the Maserati dealership, and I walked in there. Listen, now Maserati, if you're not familiar, I have no business being there. I have zero business ever even considering a Maserati in my life.
Right.
But they're super neat cars.
Maserati.
And so we went in yesterday to the Maserati dealership, and we were looking at a $460,000 car.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one you want to see, right? Obviously, it's beautiful. The Maserati MC20, oh my God, it is the coolest car eyes can see.
Wow.
However, I just want to give a shout out to the dealership guy that was there. And I wish I remembered his name, but he was the nicest guy ever. I walked in and I said, hey, listen, I'm not going to be buying a Maserati, just to let you know. We're just here to look. And he spent 25, maybe 30 minutes with us, just walking us through the cars, talking to us about the cars, letting us sit in the cars, touch the cars, fully knowing that we were not going to buy a single thing. He was just amazing. And I just wish that more dealerships could be like that. When you walk in,
they
let you, like this guy, he saw me. Robbie, look at me. Look at how I'm dressed.
Yeah, bummy.
Look at this. He saw this guy and treated him like he was possibly somebody that had money.
You walked in with a stained shirt?
Of course, Robbie.
Mustard stains.
I don't have any shirts that aren't stained.
Oh, my God.
But it was so nice to see this guy and be able to sit there and talk to him. And I just wanted to give a shout out to the Maserati dealership, because I thought for sure, and I had it in my head as I was pulling up, I was like, all right, this is about to be a fight. This is about to be one of these situations where I'm going to walk in, someone's going to look at me, they're going to treat me arrogantly.
And then you're going to have to buy a Maserati just to spite them.
Right? Just to show them that I could. Ruin my credit for the rest of my life just to show this guy that I could afford one if I really, really wanted to.
That's a Dylan thing to do for sure.
But he just turned out to be awesome. And he was a great guy and shook his hand at the end. And he just said, hey. Maybe the dream will come true one day and you can drive one of these. And it was just great. So I just wanted to give a shout out. We need more people like that in this world. He didn't make me feel bad for a second. He didn't make me feel like I was less than because I couldn't afford it. And he knew I couldn't afford it because I told him right to his face.
Right, right.
So thank you to the did you even know we had a Maserati dealership?
I had no idea. I've heard Maserati, but now I'm looking at that one. That thing is, that's like a spaceship.
It's so crazy. $450,000 car or whatever the heck it is.
Oh, my God.
To whoever owns that, good for you. You've done well. Congratulations. Good on you.
Yeah, holy.
So we will be back again tomorrow morning with more chances for the sidewalk sale. It's going to be throughout the month. It's 1 month today. And we're making it happen. So you will be able to get a table for $25. If you want that, you can text us at 917-917.
I just got the e-transfer from Danielle, who we talked to.
Perfect.
Boom.
Confirmed. So Sarah and Danielle, both?
Both have donated $25 to the Robbie Fund. Both are guaranteed a spot.
Yeah.
May 11th at the sidewalk sale.
Which is going to be great. It's Midway Music Hall, which is bigger and better this year because last year we didn't expect what happened to happen. It was people that were causing traffic jams on Calgary Trail because so many people were coming out. So we're super excited to have this happen on May 11th. Tomorrow morning, Pepper hopefully will be back as we continue giving away seats there as well. Oh, goodness. Will it be tomorrow morning where we'll be giving away the secret sound? Right now it sits at $17,700 at 11 o'clock.
So we'll be in the 18,000s tomorrow.
Heck yeah.
Over $18,000 given away on a Friday? Come on.
That's what we want.
It's got to be done.
Sun is shining tomorrow. It would look awesome to make that happen. And if you want to be part of the Oilers video happening this weekend, you can always text 917-917. Robbie and Megan are making that happen. It's an Oilers playoff song Robbie's put together. You can feel it starting to happen in the city.
Yes. Yes.
The flags are going up. The excitement is building. And this will just add to it. So this weekend on Saturday, they're going to be putting together a video and just want a bunch of fans to be part of it. So if you want to be part of it before the game, that would be awesome. Thank you so much for listening. We know it's different when Pepper's away, and hopefully he will be back again tomorrow
morning.
Any
parting words?
Oh, yeah. My parting words are make sure you go and get yourself a hot dog today because life is better with one.
Yes.
Love you.
Nice. Love you.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.